Amendment 1A 023. Please.
Amendment 1A 023, Org Units 1000, 1020, 3270, and 3700.
Chairwoman Dimitri Evers, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Co-Chairs Johnson and Cullen and committee members, for your diligent and deliberative work on this budget for 2014. What you have in front of you, which I sent out last night to committee members, I am presenting to you the budget for Org Unit 1000, the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. As you know, it was a very difficult budget to pull together for many reasons. First, unlike every other local government in the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee County Board's budget now is effectively capped and set by state statutes given the passage of Act 14. With few exceptions, the board is subject to a budget limitation of 0.4% of the tax levy. However, this body has yet to set a tax levy for the next year. And that figure will not be established until November 21st after the board considers executive vetoes. Clearly, this statutory provision creates uncertainty. In spite of that uncertainty, I'm here today to present a budget that complies with Act 14 and outlines a budget that aims to allow each of you to serve and represent the people who elected us. As I've said before, operating within this state-imposed cap will be extremely difficult and nearly impossible. Our abilities to effectively represent those who have elected us to serve will be hindered. This amendment captures all of the available dollars under Act 14, setting the levy for the County Board Unit 1000 at about $4 million, a reduction from last year of approximately $2.6 million, and roughly 39%. After taking in account allowable exemptions like legacy costs, the actual cap is about $1,117,285, according to our budget director. As the amendment outlines, budgeted positions are reduced from 2013 level of 56.4 to 28.4, even less than recommended by the county executive in the budget proposal. The amendment denies the transfer proposed by the county executive of the graphic designer position, but moves forward with two other transfers. One is to the county clerk's office to support the office's responsibilities to administer the Legistar program, so our legislative proceedings, which are a core service of the county clerk's office, are transparent and open to the public. One other position is the newly created Department of Governmental Affairs, and there'll be a position transfer there to support their operations and assist with county executive and county board constituent concerns. For the better part of this year, the board's budget has been in Madison. We are moving forward as this budget reflects. Subsequent to the introduction of his recommended budget, the executive and I have communicated, and he described the organizational chart in the recommended budget as a placeholder. He also said that publicly, and noted that the board is welcome to amend it and add an additional approximately $50,000 up to the cap. As you may recall, the budget for the board recommended by the county executive is $45,586 under the new statutory cap. The executive has stated publicly that he would not veto these funds if the board decides to add back these dollars, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your support of this alternative budget to replace the one included in recommended budget for the organizational unit of 1,000. It's a $1.1 million budget allowed under Act 14 cap, and as a reminder, that is a fraction of the overall approximately $1 billion Milwaukee County budget. Today, again, I thank you for your work on the budget and the efforts you have made to correct the millions of dollars of errors in this recommended budget. And with this budget next year, we will continue our efforts to ensure Milwaukee County delivers high-quality services from transit to behavioral health to public safety for those million people who have collectively elected us to represent their concerns and their issues. With that, Mr. Chairman, I ask for a motion for approval.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Mr. Chairman, move approval.
Supervisor Cullen moves approval of Amendment 1A023. Mr. Fudge, then Dr. Coltinghorn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I just have one concern with the amendment that's technical in nature. At the bottom of page 4, related to the cross charges, it basically reduces cross charges not related to facilities management by about $85,000 in the county board's budget. This would create a deficit in risk management and/or IMSD because it does not include a corresponding revenue or expenditure reduction in those departments. Cross charges and abatements and/or interdepartmental revenues should balance out, and so this creates an issue where those departments may try to charge the county board more than is available in expenditure authority in their budget, or they would charge less, resulting in a deficit. It also related to the county service charges to be based on actual usage. Risk management charges are based on an actuarial assumption, which I'm not sure that anyone here would have the ability to update on a current year basis, which creates a fairly significant administrative issue, and I just wanted to point that out.
Okay. May I respond to that?
Please.
Mr. Chair, and then we'll go to Ms. Colton. So regarding the cross charges, obviously this budget has been treated very uniquely, very different from every other single budget in the Milwaukee County budget, every other different department. And I think you can see when I discuss the fact that there'll be a change from 56 positions to 28, 56.4 to 28, that we in the county board will base our cross charges on actual usage. It's something that I spoke to the county executive about, that I requested in my budget, and I think that this reflects the giant change and reduction of personnel and changes in Org Unit 1000. And it will be based on actual usage. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Dr. Colton.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Just to clarify, the reason this budget was treated differently than any other budget in the county is because the county board is the only department that did not turn in a budget on time. We got a budget about 3 months late after decisions had already been made. And I'd like to get a couple of clarifications on this since I'm just seeing it now. If someone could explain what the office coordinator will be doing in the county clerk's office. And I guess the other question is, why were the tables on page 3 and 4 taken out when I just heard that the board likes to be data-driven? I'm not sure why the data we're presenting is being taken out.
Because it's irrelevant.
Okay. I can respond to some of that.
Chairwoman,
actually, I think the best person to talk about part of the mission of the county clerk's office is that the county executive as well as the county board are their customers, and so County Clerk Czarnecki will talk about that. Please, Mr. Chairman.
County Clerk Czarnecki.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Joe Czarnecki, Milwaukee County Clerk. The office coordinator position is being transferred down. A large part of that position currently is the administrator for the County Legislative Information System, or CLIC, internally known as Legistar, and this budget transfers full responsibility for all of that to the county clerk's office, and that will be primarily what that position will be doing. It will also be doing other things. It's my intent that if this position is transferred in the office, also to submit that to the job evaluation JEQ process once we have those revised duties to make sure that it is properly titled and properly classified. But the bulk of those responsibilities will be related to the County Legislative Information System, which is, again, a county-wide, county government-wide system. It's not something that is the exclusive purview of the county board.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Cullen moved approval of Amendment 1A023. Mr. Fudge has indicated that it appears that something was not accounted for as related to cross charges. either respect to risk management and what was that other?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, it's the remaining cross charges other than facilities management is largely risk management and IMSD. The IMSD cross charges at the very end of the process were spread out to be more reflective of the reduction in staff. So it's probably risk management where the $85,000 deficit would occur.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion for approval. Any other comments, questions, or concerns?
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Colton said one of her questions wasn't answered, and we want to make sure this is a open and transparent
process.
We
want transparency.
Yeah.
For whatever concerns that there are, they should be on the table. Dr. Colton?
Thank you. So my question is, we just approved an amendment to cut salaries of department heads, where one of the reasons that was given is a state comparison. When we put together this budget, because, again, we didn't have one from the board to go on, we looked around the country at how other counties are functioning. We presented comparables, and I guess I'd like an explanation why these comparisons are being taken out when comparisons for the state were put in a previous amendment that was given to us and approved within, I think, a 10-minute span.
I think there were only two comparisons with Cuyahoga County and Allegheny County, Cuyahoga in Ohio and Allegheny in Pennsylvania. That's all I see in the narrative. Were there other comparisons?
I'm talking about the ones we showed. We just picked two. There's lots of others we could have put in here.
Yes, I understand there are lots of others.
Mr. Chairman.
I understand a little why. For the information I gathered with respect to AB 85 and Senate Bill 95, I understand there's a lot. A lot of this. Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you. I think being data-driven is great, but to make a comparison about the size of a county board and the population and then say that there's a comparison between three because the numbers are the same is very disingenuous. So you're not taking a look at the number of people who are utilizing the services in that county. You're not taking a look at the number of economic or what the economic level of the people living in that county are. You're not looking at the employment rate of the people in the county. You're not looking at the population of the elderly in that county. These are all – you're not looking at the incarceration rates of the people in that county. And so you're making an apples – what you feel like is an apples-to-apples comparison when in actuality it's not. And so – can these – and here's the other thing, too. And with all due respect, my oldest daughter lives in Cleveland, Ohio. And, in fact, I just had this conversation with one of my colleagues the other day regarding Milwaukee versus Cleveland. So, yes, you can take a look at it and say, oh, it's urban. Oh, they have – I don't know of too many people that would pick up and volunteer to move to Cleveland, Ohio. We need to take a look at the cleanliness of the city, when you take a look at their parks compared to our parks, when you take a look at the homeless rate compared to our homeless rate, when you take a look at this programming for human services compared to ours, there's just absolutely no comparison. And so I guess if the goal is just to throw everything in the crapper and to be able to be aligned with people from around the country who have the same numbers that you have in regards to population without taking a look at the service, the quality of life, and all these other things, then that would be perfect. And you're absolutely right. Then you've done research and it's data-driven. Without looking at those things, what you're doing is you're making an apples-to-oranges comparison regarding quality of life and the size of counties, and there's so much more there than just the numbers. And so
I would argue the same for the previous amendment.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman, can we stay on this issue,
thank
please?
Thank you, Supervisor
right.
Ramos. Thank you, Dr. Colton. We have a motion for approval. As did happen previously, there will be a vote on this amendment. If a revised amendment has to come forward, the revised amendment to account for the $85,000 will be proffered to this committee. Again, we will have to, we're looking toward a preliminary closing of this budget, a preliminary closing of the county budget so that we may move forward, a preliminary closing for today so that we may move forward. Any other comments, questions, concerns related to the amendment? Supervisors? No? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Eight ayes, zero noes. Amendment 1A023 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
Mr. Chairman,